Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him, he's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Once again with Jason Casey.
What up, what up?
Our thoughts are with Kareem's bowels.
Oh, man.
I don't even know if he's the one who's sick at his house.
Yeah.
I'm just going to assume he has the Hershey squirts.
Yeah, some mud butt going down there. It's the worst when it's all squidgy all day.
He's going mudding.
He's been mudding.
You got them knobby tires. After you've been mudding, your anus is the knobby tires.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah, I have zero hemorrhoids, wife. I am not going to push it out hard. I'm just going to let it come out. You know what I mean?
I'm going to sit here with my feet up on the squatty potty, just relaxing. And
let it fall out. Okay. Yes. Off to a shit start.
There we go. Ready to kick it off. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Is the world still a thing? We don't know.
I don't know.
Britain had its election yesterday. Jim Comey testified in front of Congress. So who the fuck knows at this point? But when we recorded this Tuesday night, everything was still okay.
Yeah. The world had not collapsed on itself yet.
Or as okay as it's going to be. Or as the Iron Sheik tweeted on Tuesday, who you are, where you are from, where you go, as long as you go fuck yourself.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Iron Sheik.
That's hashtag Tuesday thoughts. Yeah, just out of curiosity, I'm gonna check out some other Tuesday thoughts, just to see what we get. Retweet if you believe Michael Moore should be punished for inciting / encouraging leaking and treason. Hashtag Tuesday thoughts. Hashtag Michael Moore. I'm not going to retweet that.
No.
At Stock Monster USA.
Man, that just sounds like a Russian.
Stock Monster USA. By the way, if you have American flags in your Twitter profile, in your Twitter profile name, I don't care for you.
Yeah.
I don't care if you were in the military or are in the military. Stop that. Just stop it. You're trying too hard. You're trying way too hard. Look at me, I'm a patriot. Now I'm going to say something hateful and terrible. Yeah, let's go. No, nothing good, nothing good. No, Tuesday thoughts are pretty
stupid.
Oh, here we go. Here's a Tuesday thought from Mike Andy Nothern. I don't know who this guy is. Greg Abbott is taking a stand with sanctuary cities. Liberal Detroit compared to conservative Texas. Hashtag Tuesday thoughts. Hashtag MAGA. Detroit has been run by liberals for decades, and they show an abandoned building. Texas has been run by conservatives for decades, and they show this shot. There's a lake, and you see the buildings reflected. I don't know what city this is. It might be Houston. And by the way, Houston sucks.
Yeah. It's a swamp, folks.
It is. Drain the swamp. Drain the swamp. I don't know why Tuesday thoughts have been taken over by this group of people. It's very puzzling to me.
Oh my gosh.
Can we have a pleasant Tuesday thought?
Yeah, can we have one that's like, you know, I mean, like, well, Iron Sheik's was.
Right, and I believe the Iron Sheik was reading them and then did that.
Yeah.
I'm starting to understand his point. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Let me see if I can call this up for you. There we go. It's not ready yet. Hurry up.
Son of a biscuit eater.
I should have turned that on sooner.
Stupid TV.
Here's somebody I believe is being funny. No, I don't think he is. Because he has an American flag in his in his profile name.
Don't censor it, man.
No, I'm not. He has a... Well, here's why. It's a picture from rally a couple of years ago. It said, it's supposed to read, "Get a brain, morons." It reads, "Get a brain, morans."
Oh, cool.
M-O-R-A-N-S.
I know this guy named Sean Moran from high school. Yeah. So talking to him.
He could be talking to anybody. We don't know. We just don't know. Is this going to work? It's going to reboot to apply an update. Fuck you.
Stupid update.
We'll get back to that in a minute. He said, "A message to all #snowflakes, #TuesdayThoughts. I love this guy. He has a great message, but he spells message wrong. LOL." So I think this guy is somebody who does it. Oh, don't believe a word of #MSM, #BlueLivesMatter, #AllLivesMatter, #MAGA, #CCOT, #TCOT. Follow all #veterans.
Man.
No. I appreciate the people who've served in the military. That doesn't mean that they're all smart.
Yeah.
You may be brave. It doesn't mean you're smart or right.
I guess I saw a guy that said he was a veteran of the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
And he said CSA till he dies.
Right, Confederate States of America. We covered that the last.
I'm just like these people. Like, yeah, veteran. Like, a veteran should stand by the Constitution.
Right. That's what you're fighting for, right? I'm always baffled by the people who brought us the pocket Constitution, that they are the ones who have no problem with people who actually violate it.
Yeah.
As opposed to phony baloney constitutional violations. All right. Well, while my Chromecast reboots itself, you remember Jim Baker, the televangelist?
How could I not?
From the 80s.
Miss Tammy Faye's ex-husband that cheated on her multiple times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
what's he have to say about things?
Well, he has his own thing now.
Oh, okay.
He believes that Trump opponents have triggered the apocalypse. So let's take a listen as to what his logic is.
Doubt if you can see it. What is this war now? Words. It's all about words. Yes. Words,
words,
words, words, words. This is the first horse of the apocalypse. You say, "Oh, Jim, you believe we're in the apocalypse?" Yes. The apocalypse has already begun. And the four horses of the apocalypse, read it. I'm going to read it, and then you can comment if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer, to subdue. But what was this white horse? He had a bow, but he did not have arrows. He did not have the weapon. He didn't have bullets. He didn't have, you know, this is biblical terminology. So here we have right now.
No, it's not. Bow and arrows is not biblical terminology at all. It really isn't. Maybe they just left that part out, assuming that if you had a bow, you would have arrows, because what use is a bow without arrows?
Unless you're, okay.
The spirit of Antichrist, this evil spirit, it's a war of words. They're using it on television. They said so-and-so has plans to kill Hannity.
Yeah.
And they don't mean kill with a gun. They mean kill with words.
That's right.
And I've been crying out, and I don't know if anyone in the church is hearing me, but we're in a warfare of words, and the church has got to wake up, and we've got to stand up. You know, salvation is words. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
So it's good that he's still... No, it's not.
Is this a mom we're listening to right now?
It's a nutbag. It's a nutbag, but...
I mean, I just don't understand how people can't... You know, well, I can't, I guess, because they're hearing what they want to hear. But they're not... If you put that... If he was speaking in Arabic right now, and...
Sure.
Yeah. was a Muslim.
Well, if it makes you feel better, he's concerned because the Lord is coming with fire. And he's got buckets.
Welcome to the Jim Baker Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Hi there.
Not
to the final expo, but it could be the beginning of the final time on Earth of preparing.
Just is.
Yes. Wow. That's good.
Jim, all these people out here,
eggs, whether eggs, they know it eggs, or not. $6 eggs could be coming soon to our grocery store. Right.
$6 eggs could be coming to your grocery store. I'm sorry, they put crazy effects on this, so I can't.
Oh my gosh, man.
I can't. But
I can't believe people still give that guy money. Like,
he's selling survival buckets.
Oh, of course he is.
Here's a little hint of what he's doing. Now on the stage, he's got a bunch of these are big buckets. They're like 3.5-4 feet tall buckets. Like you could hide in a bucket, Jason.
Oh right.
Oh my goodness.
My God doesn't die.
Wow.
And that lady just chimes in with, wow.
I didn't realize he had his own hype man.
Yeah. Well,
hype person.
I'm going to need you to start doing that for me.
Right.
Every time I say that.
Okay.
Don't interject anything of value. It's mostly just sounds if you listen to her.
Mm.
It's true.
Read my part there.
Yes.
Sasha.
Yes. It says,
that's Mark.
Look, the Lord is coming with fire. The Lord is coming with fire.
What?
The Lord is coming with fire.
What?
The Lord.
When did he turn into Stone Cold Steve Austin? What? What? Anyway.
So true.
He's selling giant buckets of stuff.
Those are large buckets.
He's selling large. And if you think I'm crazy with Stone Cold Steve Austin and the what thing, well, hold on. let me make it clear to you. Let's see if he... Here we go. He's got a microphone now.
Hold up. Now, Mr. Perfect, he got exactly what he deserved.
Well, this is Val Venus right now.
You see, he didn't have the guts to come to you face to face to deliver his message.
What message?
Now, if the big Valboski...
All right.
You got time. You got lots of time. Get your ass out of here.
Ross is still on a roll from the Rumble. Uh-oh.
When I look at my watch, that didn't take as long as I thought it would. So I think I got time to tell you people a little story. Y'all want to hear a story? If you want to hear a story, give me a hell yeah. Well, this ain't a story about a man named Jed. You know that poor mountaineer?
What?
Barely kept his family fed.
What?
So you get my point.
Yeah. What?
You get my point.
What?
Exactly. So now you can see the photo of Detroit and Texas.
Yeah, well, didn't Detroit also undergo a mass exodus after, and like a horrible depression after the auto manufacturers left?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that happened.
Yeah.
But that was, and that's because of the liberals.
Then one day.
I need to isolate some of that stuff.
Oh, man.
Anyway, moving on. So the terror attacks that have been happening in the UK, there've been a couple, well, the televangelists have been out on TV with their crazy theories and their sleepy eyes, and the aforementioned Jim Baker had some thoughts on it.
The smart aleck, like the people of America are to our president.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's amazing he would even want to
come. But I tell you what, it's time we teach some manners. It's time the school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these kids that walk out on our president and our vice president when he's speaking.
Exactly. What Mondo was saying.
We're not even teaching decency.
Respect.
Respect.
It's a sad day whenever a president's respected in a foreign country more than it is in his own country.
It really is.
And then what happened?
Wait, what did he say? What?
It's a sad day when a president's respected more in a foreign country than in his own country.
What?
Exactly. By the way, which foreign country is this that Trump is respected?
Russia.
Exactly.
When he went to the Vatican, then he went to
Brussels.
Brussels.
The Pope was giving him the dirtiest looks in the world. The Pope!
And was standing like a foot away from them.
The Pope was giving him side eye. The Pope!
Yeah. And that's what they were feeding him.
Today's a NATO.
Yeah, but when as he was on this part of the trip, what happened in England? What happened in Manchester, I believe it was?
Well, and it was while he was in Israel, and that's when that horrific, really, in my personal opinion, this took it to a new low. Where most little girls.
What was the name of that concert?
It was Dangerous Woman.
Dangerous Woman concert.
Yeah, Dangerous Woman tour.
And if we could tell you what we know, and we don't have time today. Yeah. But we're going to take and talk about some of those things. They literally invited these kind of things to happen.
Absolutely.
You do not know the almost cursed themselves with this concert. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what. God's not going to put up with mockery.
No.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked.
So
it's an all new low. And then he turns around and says, they brought this on themselves.
If I didn't know that I was listening to a Christian, I would think that I was maybe listening to somebody from ISIS talk about.
Well, sure, but I know what you're really wondering. What does Pat Robertson have to say about it?
They've got such strong anti-terrorism measures in place, and they have strong intelligence agencies. How come they keep getting caught by these things?
That's a really good question. They have 20 officers following each terrorist suspect, and I don't know why these attacks keep happening. You know, as I've said, they know when these terrorists are going to the bathroom. Okay, they have math.
Well, sure, because everybody poops. I also think this dickweed is oversimplifying, but go on, dickweed.
Of surveillance, and it can only be that someone at a higher level in the British government is stopping enforcement.
I mean, you really think that? I mean, this would be like a plot of some kind?
Well, the only other option is that they've gone off the grid with their plots, that they're not using electronic devices, and that may have been the case here, that they get together in someone's car or in someone's backyard and they plan a terrorist attack.
More coming in Britain or more coming in some other countries? Where, France or someplace else?
You know, yes, everywhere. I mean, in Britain.
Yes, everywhere. Be afraid. Everybody be very afraid.
Yeah. Because even after this attack, you see the response from the left talking as if they're going to carry on as usual. They can't carry on as usual. Things have to change. But the left.
I believe it was President George W. Bush who told everybody to go shopping because if you don't carry on as normal, the terrorists have won.
And do they not realize that, like, I can't believe that just people in these positions don't know history and don't know about the Blitzkrieg and what London has had to already deal with as far as bombing and attacks are concerned. These types of attacks right here are like, they're horrible and they're tragic events because it's the, you know, but at the same time, like, this is nothing compared to World War II and what they had to deal with during the Blitzkrieg. Like,
up from the ground came a bubbling crew. Black gold. Texas tea. Money. Mucho dinero. Next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Yeah, the kinfolk said, hey, Jed. That's what he said. What? He said, hey, Jed. Move away from there.
You know, the stone cold nonsensical rant still makes more sense than either Jim Baker or Pat Robertson.
Man, I just it's so ridiculous.
All right, let's move on. Sorry.
Yeah, ain't got time for that.
No, we don't. Meanwhile, in Maine, a city's municipal building was closed for the day after a reportedly disgruntled citizen dumped a cup full of live bed bugs onto the counter.
Oh, man.
Don't let the bed bugs bite. City manager William Briggio confirmed the Augusta City Center was closed for the rest of the day last Friday after the resident came into the general assistance office to apply for assistance but was told he did not qualify. Here is the quote. He whipped out a cup of full of live bed bugs and slammed it on the counter, and bam, off they flew, maybe 100 of them. That's what he told CentralMaine.com. He said the entire building was closed as a precaution, and an exterminator was summoned to spray for the pests. The city manager said he signed a criminal complaint and trespass orders against the man, who was found by police. Well, no kidding, he filled out forms asking for assistance. It should be pretty easy to find him. They're determining what, if any, charges can be brought against him. The building was checked out again on Monday by a service that uses dogs to detect bed bugs, saying, "These dogs are amazing, so if any bed bugs are left standing, we'll know about it." That's the quote from Maine.
Wow.
Boy, the Jesus, I'll tell you, he dumped the bed bugs in like 100 of them, and they went all off everywhere.
All of them?
Every single one of them motherfuckers.
They all went everywhere?
They went everywhere.
How far?
One went straight up my ass.
Sounds painful.
I had to pick it out with tweezers.
Wow.
Tweezers. I said, "Mother, get back there with the tweezers and get that bed bug out of my anus."
Your mother?
No, not my mother. Mother.
Mother?
My wife.
Oh, your wife.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. Try not to associate my mother with my wife.
Not my mother, mother.
Yeah, that's like...
You don't call your wife mother.
No.
You have a child, don't you?
Yes.
Well, then what the fuck's wrong with you? What are you going to call her? You going to be one of these progressive families that says, "Call me by my first name"?
No, I call her Chris. And like, and CJ will call her mom.
You're going to call her mother. I'm going to come over to your house, and I'm going to teach you some respect. And that's how it's going to be, by the Jesus. Or my name isn't Main City, whatever the fuck my name is. It doesn't matter what my fucking name is. I'm going to teach you some respect.
Mr. Briggio.
That's right. It's Mr. fucking Briggio to you. Better fucking believe it.
So can I get some assistance now?
You do not qualify for assistance. I said good day, sir.
Here, I have this cup. And see.
Kellyanne Conway, speaking of crazies, she went on the Today Show.
Conway, who joins us now. Kellyanne, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Let's start right there with this series of tweets. I mean, just a matter of taste and judgment and accuracy. Does the president owe the London mayor an apology for tweeting a political attack in the hours after this terrorist incident, and also misleadingly quoting him? Was that a mistake?
It wasn't a political attack, Savannah, and as was buried in that report, that one-sided report, here's the other side, that the president stands firm with the people of the UK. He spoke to the prime minister of the...
I like how she did not...
No, she won't ever address it.
Yeah.
Was it a mistake? Listen. You don't know.
You just don't know.
You don't know. You're talking about your one-sided reports. Your one-sided reports that only tell one side. Here's what you don't know. You don't know the other side.
That's been completely made up as I'm saying it.
Listen. The president stands with him. He called the prime minister. That wasn't the question. But he called the prime minister.
No, but that's not the mayor of London.
The prime minister.
But isn't the mayor of London directly responsible for what's going on in London, kind of? Like, first response and knows the first responders?
Well, apparently he doesn't, because he doesn't do anything. He just sits there and is all Muslim. And see. All right, it's time for a little Cooler Tool.
Yes.
First up in Cooler Tool, the apocalypse. The apocalypse, Jason.
We can't come soon enough.
It feels like it comes every day when I open up Twitter.
It's cool.
I'm going to go Tool. Up next in Cooler Tool, new forms of revenge.
Well, cool, right?
I would have to say, yeah. Yeah, it's got to be cool, because who would have thought he had a cup full of bed bugs?
Right?
That guy's crazier than a cup full of fucking bed bugs.
It sounds like a guy that might be like have like a superpower. Like, it sounds like a villain. Like, you know, like he just gives you bed bugs. Like, you know,
or he's a terrible wizard. And finally, in cooler tool, Twitter.
Fucking tool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at Twitter right now on the monitor. Twitter is tool.
Oh my gosh.
Part of me says, oh, there's more results from hashtag Tuesday thoughts. Let's see if there's anything that doesn't make me want to punch someone in the face. No, this is nothing. Oh, here we go. Thanks, Meg. laughs itself for laughing itself. Hashtag simple pleasures. Hashtag Tuesday thoughts.
Ashley's pretty great also.
Today's the day I'm going to bed at a decent time. Me every day until midnight. Hashtag Tuesday thoughts. Hashtag everyday struggle. All right, I have a little bit of faith in humanity again.
Yeah.
I better log out of Twitter quickly.
Yeah, I already see what's coming next, and I don't want to see it.
Oh, here's something. Supreme Pro Wrestling is returning for Father's Day as SPW celebrates Sacramento.
What?
Yep. There you go. Scoot Robertson is letting us know what's going. $10 for adults, $5 for children. he says, "Don't miss this huge event as SPW celebrates Sacramento Pro Wrestling and all the fathers."
Oh, that's nice of him.
Sure.
I'm sorry that I might have to wait until winter to go to NSPW.
Yeah, I don't know how it's gonna go. I did not go to the last one either. Father's Day is like the one day I'm home in the next couple of weeks.
Oh yeah,
it's busy.
Yeah,
it's busy. So
right.
Yeah, I'm going to Disney next week. So
that's right.
Disney is next week, and then after Disney, it's back home for I think 2 days. And then
Vegas,
then
baby.
Then it's Vegas for work.
Vegas, baby.
That's not Vegas. Vegas for work is not Vegas, baby. It's two completely different things.
You know what you gotta do is when you do that, you just have to stay an extra 2 days after everybody leaves.
No, that would make it 5 days in Vegas, and that's too much Vegas. That's way too much
Vegas.
But
2 days where you get to go crazy, and I think it's the AVN Awards that weekend. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Hold on. Let me check when the AVN Awards are.
He's like, maybe that is a good time to stay. It's usually after some crazy like event that's like that.
Well, the problem is no, the AVN Awards are they've already been had. I'm sorry, this year.
Darn it.
But you have inspired me, since you brought it up, the AVN Awards. Hold on, let me get the proper music for this.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Important. It's important that we have the proper music for the AVN Awards. They took place January 21st, 2017 at the Joint in the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. During the ceremony, they presented the AVN Awards, often referred to as the Oscars of porn. Webcam star Aspen Ray and reigning AVN Female Performer of the Year Riley Reed co-hosted the ceremony. That's each for the first time. Master of ceremonies was comedian Colin Kane, who I've never heard of. Here are your winners and nominees. Female Performer of the Year, Adriana Chichik.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't pick her up. I could pick her out of the lineup because I'm actually looking at her photo now. It's on Wikipedia, so it's not dirty. Best New Starlet is Holly Hendricks.
Yeah, she's all right.
Oh, hold on. Here we go. The movie of the year, Suicide Squad, Triple X, and Axel Braun parody. So more decorated than the actual movie. Male Performer of the Year, of course, Mick Blue.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's Irish.
Your Transsexual Performer of the Year is Aubrey Kate. Congratulations to her. The All-Girl Performer of the Year, Jenna Sativa.
Oh.
Best Actor would be Xander Corvus for The Preacher's Daughter. Best Actress, Cleo Valentine from Suicide Squad, Triple X, and Axel Braun parody.
She's actually right up there. What, you know that picture right up there, like where she was? She's all right.
Yeah, she looks like the girl next door.
Yeah.
Who fucks on camera. Director of the Year, Greg Lansky. Best Supporting Actress is Joanna Angel from Cindy, Queen of Hell.
Oh.
Best Drama, The Preacher's Daughter.
I like how they have a Best Drama category.
Well, sure. Best Parody, Suicide Squad Triple X, an Axel Braun parody. The Best Star Showcase would be Abella. Best Boy-Girl Sex Scene, Kendra Sunderland, and Mick Blue from Natural Beauties. The Best Girl-Girl Sex Scene, Riley Reed and Rena Sky from Missing, a Lesbian Crime Story. The Best Anal Sex Scene, Megan Rain and Manuel Ferrara in Anal Models. The Best Oral Sex Scene, Adriana Chichik and in The Ultimate Slut.
Oh.
The fan favorite female porn star was Riley Reed. And the fan favorite cam girl went to Katie Three Cat.
What was, can I, there was best oral scene. Can you go back up to that?
Sure, hold on. I know you were wondering, the BBW Performer of the Year, Angel DeLuca.
Oh, she's hot.
Angel DeLuca.
Yeah.
What am I going back up to here?
Just the best oral scene. Dakota for My Face 2.
My Face 2, sure.
That was a good one.
Aria Alexander from Aria Alexander Swallows Every Drop. I mean, yeah.
Morgan Lee in Facialized 3.
You know, these are just the nominees who didn't... I mean, Veronica Rodriguez and Riley Reed, I don't know why they expected to win, from Slobber River BJs.
Jillian Jansen, Casey Calvert, and Adra Fox for Throat Training 2.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha Roan for Wet Food 7.
Oh, my gosh. The names are great, aren't they?
Blair Williams, Mouth Magic.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. Mouth Magic sounds like pretty good...
Let me see if there's a... No. One of the nominees for Best Anal Sex Scene was Marley Brinks and Chris Strokes for Marley Brinks Pushes the Temperature Up to Sizzling.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, yeah, they're all on there. Lots of categories. God, this had to go on forever. Yeah. By the way, congratulations to Trojan for winning Best Condom Manufacturer.
Yeah, good for them.
Not my favorite one, but there you go.
And I know from experience, Best Enhancement Manufacturer, MD Science Labs, they're pretty dope.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. So go ahead and check. It's all on Wikipedia, by the way.
Yeah, if you're ever just looking to see, hey, what type of... Because sometimes when you're on Pornhub, you know, you might be like, I wonder what's happening in the world of porn. Because what you're watching might be, you might be watching that fake agent stuff or, you know, Hidden Taxi or, you know, whatever it might be.
I'm not going to look it up on this browser because Chrome follows you from computer to computer.
Oh, yes.
So that's the last thing I need. I don't need those ads popping up at work.
Oh, no.
Hey, that's my other tip for you today. If you're on Chrome and you're signed in, wherever you go... It goes with you.
I had an ex-employee. I had an employee at a job that I had who logged in to read her email but logged into the Chrome browser. And then there was some material that was found in the history when somebody looked through it.
Sure.
And it was porn. And I had to explain to people that we can't fire her because it was off of a personal device that she didn't realize... was transferring its information because she logged in with her Chrome.
I like how the song ends.
Put it in.
No, it just goes, dildo.
Dildo.
Yeah, Chrome can be nasty for you with that. It's like, oh, yeah. How convenient. It follows me everywhere. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Use incognito.
Yes, it does. Or don't use Chrome.
Yeah.
Or don't log into it at work. Don't log into the Chrome browser at work.
You shouldn't probably.
Stay out of the Google sphere.
Yeah, don't like you, that's
and the funny thing is it'll find you in the oddest ways, and the most prevalent one is in the ads that show up on websites.
Oh, yeah.
Because whether you know it or not, most websites they're not the ads that they sell. They're the ads that Google sells.
Yep.
And Google will populate these ads based upon the things that you've been looking at recently. So I watched a video about a new kind of belt. And I have seen nothing but fucking banner ads and little box ads and pre-roll on YouTube for this fucking belt. No, it's not that belt, Jason.
This one's been following me around.
Right. That's when he started to loosen his belt. I got worried. He's either going to spank me or try to have his way with me.
Both.
Either way made me a little uncomfortable and slightly titillated. So
he's taking his shirt off, everybody.
Yeah, it's getting warm in here. So Megyn Kelly, I don't know if you saw it or not, Sunday night had her interview with Vladimir Putin. I don't know how it went. I saw little clips of it. But the next morning on the Today Show, Savannah Guthrie suggested that Kelly may be getting a Christmas card.
Oh.
She said, honestly, he was warm behind the scenes. He laughed, he smiled, he cracked jokes. He seemed like a normal person. Which in and of itself was a little surprising, given all we know and have heard about him. Yeah, by the way, if you visited Hitler at the goddamn eagle's nest and he was petting the German shepherds, I'm sure he was a fucking delight.
Yeah.
Look at him there. He's smiling, petting the dogs, playing fetch. Ha ha ha. That Hitler.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah. If you have not seen The Daily Show from Monday night, go back and watch it because Megyn Kelly is taken to task for... Not really even acknowledging the fact that you were at Fox News and part of the problem for the past 10 years. So, anywho. Is that Florida Corn? Oh, hold on. That is not Florida. Sorry. Jumping ahead of myself. A porn actress, non-award winning, by the way, is facing a domestic battery charge after allegedly socking her boyfriend in the face during a post-coital quarrel. According to investigators, Lauren K. Scott walloped the victim... Oh, no, it is Florida. Sorry, hold on, I have to go back.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Pinellas Park home, the man suffered a swollen lip with a cut during the 4:55 a.m. confrontation. That's according to police. As the detailed in an affidavit, the 23-year-old Scott would not get off the phone after having sex with her boyfriend, who asked Scott to leave the residence. That's when she got upset and struck her beau of 6 months in the face. Arrested on a misdemeanor domestic battery charge, booked into the county jail. After a day in custody, she was released on her own recognizance and ordered to have no contact with the victim. As noted on the arrest affidavit, she identifies her employer as porn industry. If you want to look her up, she's known as Dakota Sky with an E at the end, or Kota Sky
with no E.
Since 2013, she's appeared in scores of X-rated productions. She was the 2015 Best New Starlet nominee at the AVN Awards. She started as a cam girl in such videos as Slut Puppies 9, Anal Buffet 10, and Milkmaids. By the way, she can also be seen opposite porn superstar James Dean in the 2016 production of I Came on James Dean's Face 6. She told AVN, I can't imagine doing anything else for a living. Awards are always nice, but being able to do what I love and give back to the people who love it are reward enough. In a handwritten motion, Scott asked the judge for permission to travel to Los Angeles, where she reported that she lives with her husband, Zachary Goebel. According to marriage records, they were wed in Las Vegas last April. Her husband, by the way, recently worked as a booking agent for Milo Yiannopoulos. Man. And his Facebook page lists him as chief product officer for Yiannopoulos. So that's quite a couple.
Oh, man.
I mean, imagine you find out that your girlfriend of 6 months is a porn star who's married to the guy who's the hype man for Milo Yiannopoulos.
Man.
It's a little crazy. Just gonna leave it out there.
Man.
Oh, hold on there. It's got some sound coming from over there on the back side. Oh, God. Things are coming off the rails here, Jason.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
I know, right? This also came out of Florida. Hold on. We actually do have a news report. So let me pause this. so that we can all enjoy this wonderful Florida report together, and find out what happened when a mother has no regrets for what she did with her 1 year old. Oh, hold on, it's still doing it over there. Stop.
This Facebook video.
New at 6, ABC Action News reporter Ryan Smith reveals the reason she did it. Beware here, the video may be hard for some of you to watch. A Facebook video causing quite the firestorm online. Tonight, the mother at the center of it all, defending her decision to put a red rat snake face-to-face with her one-year-old daughter.
A teachable moment or dangerous lesson?
My intent was never to hurt her.
The mother behind this now controversial Facebook video is speaking out only to ABC Action News.
It bitten me and my son and didn't leave a mark several times, so I thought it was a good opportunity to introduce her without actually getting hurt.
We've confirmed the Highlands County Sheriff's Office is investigating what happened. We are not identifying this mother because deputies have not charged her with a crime. In the video, the one-year-old reaches into the plastic box, then the snake strikes. She says the baby was not hurt, only scared of the snake's movement.
His teeth are too small to actually puncture the skin, so he's very harmless.
Living on an isolated 9 acres on the outskirts of Sebring, this mother tells me it's important her kids learn how to handle all kinds of wildlife and what to stay away from.
People are too sensitive and don't bother to ask why. They just think that I hurt my child intentionally, which if people that know me know that I would never hurt my children.
Growing up, she learned how to handle reptiles going out on animal service calls with her father, a Jupiter police officer. Now, she trusts her methods are teaching her children a valuable lesson.
And she's not scared of snakes, but she doesn't want to touch them either. So that was my goal.
In Highlands County, Ryan Smith, ABC Action News.
So it's a win-win, Jason. So when are you going to let the snake bite CJ?
I don't know. It might be the cats first.
Usually it is the cats first.
Yeah. You know. hey, you know, I listened to Neil deGrasse Tyson talk, say something along the lines of, like, you never want to stifle a child's exploration of what the world is. You don't want to tell them no. You want them to experience it. Like, don't tell them not to touch the egg. Let them touch the egg, and then let them drop the egg, and then have a conversation. Like, then they can see what happens when you drop an egg, and it spurs conversation.
Right.
And it can be a teachable moment.
Don't tell the kid not to put the penny in the light socket. let them put the penny in the plug, feel the electricity course through their veins, and then have a conversation about it.
Exactly. Like, we're definitely, like, you know, we don't lock up your cabinets.
Nope.
You know, definitely. I mean, we're definitely not plugging any of our sockets. You know, we have bobby pins strewn about the house. I mean, listen, you just gotta. It's a tough city, child. It's tough times in the city. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's tough. So, you know, you just gotta learn.
What? How much of you was horrified by the thought of that video? Honestly,
one of the things that when I became a parent that I said to myself, is that I'm not going to judge other. I'm going to try not to judge other parents if the children have, you know, clothes on and seem to be fed. Who am I to say anything about what's going on in their lives and as parents? The same time, man.
how much of a pucker did you have?
I would not. Like, I'm not gonna try to get my. I'm not want my kid to get bitten by anything. Like, come on. Like, why would you want? Like, why is that the lesson you want to teach them? Like, to be now scared of snakes for the rest of their lives?
Yes.
Like, that's no, because not all snakes need to be scared of. You don't need to have. Like, you don't want to give your kid.
I believe the lesson would be, don't go reaching out for the snake.
But that's okay. But I mean, like, that kid's probably never gonna want to ever do. That kid's not even going to know why it hates snakes. Like, that kid is going to, like, have a complex throughout its life where it's so scared of snakes, possibly, that you know, that mother just gave that kid an issue. Yeah, I mean, as if we don't give our kids enough issues. Like, she's manufactured one.
Snake in the blazer! Oh, that's just my pet snake, Reggie! I hate snakes, Chuck! I hate them! Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
So now we know what happened.
Oh my gosh! That's what happened to Indy.
Indiana was the dog's name.
That's what happened to Junior.
You're Junior. Indiana was the dog's name. God, that movie is so old now.
I
am so fucking old.
Oh my God, yeah.
That movie.
I saw that movie in fifth grade with Nicole Brown on a date.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
1989.
Yeah. I am so fucking old. I was 19 when that came out. and I am so old. That was so old. And Sean Connery's still alive.
Yeah.
Shockingly. He was an old dude then.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly an old dude. I mean, no, I know he was. Sean Connery is 86 now.
Man.
He was 86. Now, at the time, I thought Sean Connery was like really old. When that movie came out, Sean Connery was 59.
Yeah.
So not stupid old, but when you're 19, everybody seems old. I remember when I was like 14, right around 14, the thought of turning 30, because I was turning 30 in the year 2000, that seemed like, because it literally was a lifetime away.
Yeah.
God, that's depressing.
You know, the fact that I can look at 45 to 50 year old women and be like, oh, she's pretty hot. Like when I was 15, if I ever thought that, I'd be like, oh man, that 45 year old chick's pretty hot.
Yeah, it's older than your mom at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, by a couple of decades. Yeah. All right.
Meanwhile, a costumed Tin Man impersonator was arrested for drunk driving. That's according to the New York State Police. His name is Nicholas Sherman. He's 31. He was collared after cops responded to a 911 call about an intoxicated male on private property in Sullivan, which is about 15 miles east of Syracuse. The homeowner told police that Sherman had drove to the residence with another male and was asked to leave. He told police that he was in costume because he had just left a nearby business where he was hired to portray a character from The Wizard of Oz. He was arrested for drunk driving, registered a blood alcohol content of 0.19, which is more than twice the legal limit, scheduled for a June 20th court appearance on a misdemeanor charge. Wipe off your makeup, son. That's what I'm going to say. Wipe off your makeup.
Yeah.
I'm the Tin Man. That local business hired me to play the Tin Man, and my self-esteem was so low, I had to get drunk before driving home. But I did not have to go ahead and scrub the makeup off of me, because that would have necessitated, planning ahead. So, anywho. It's been quite a show.
It's been quite the show.
By the way, a programming note, because I'm going to be traveling so much next 2 weeks. This is news for you, Jason. Next 2 weeks, no shows.
Oh.
There'll be classic shows put up for you. So
what will I ever do?
You will have the next 2 weeks to just play with yourself or whatever. Or play with your child. Gather up a couple of bed bugs and go down to your local government office. Whatever you like.
Yes.
Where do you get a couple bed bugs?
Well, it takes a long time first. Collecting bed bugs. I mean, first of all, to get a cupful of them takes a little while.
That's the show name now, by the way. A cup of bed bugs.
Cup O bed bugs. Cup O noodles.
You don't want to eat those unless you cover them with chocolate first. So no new shows the next couple weeks. We'll be back last week of June.
boom,
with some new shows.
With new stories, all kinds of adventures that Nate's been on.
Sure, Disneyland adventures from the happiest place on earth.
Oh my gosh, he's gonna tell us about Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's true.
Escape.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Let me tell you this. From everything I've seen, it's just like the Tower of Terror. Because it's the same exact building. So we'll get to all that. We'll find out what's up with Kareem's anus, too.
Oh, yeah. We'll find out what's going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
see if it hasn't fallen out.
We'll see if it hasn't prolapsed. Does it have a big old pink sock coming out?
Well, if he does, maybe he could win an AVN award. Who knows?
Probably
Let's
should.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
I told you I split Speak Out into two from the Press Republican.
Can't wait.
I was not lying.
I hope we get some...
This first one is titled Streets. $10 million? Fix the main roads first. Spruce up with leftover money. Always wondered why so many tire stores in Plattsburgh.
What? I wish I knew the $10 million was. What's up with that?
I know. Hey, regarding the Whispering Maples mausoleums, I would like to know where the money has gone over the years and why increases in cost for use of facilities were not added to help maintain the facilities. I don't think it should be up to the taxpayers to pay for something that was neglected as a private sector, nonprofit business. Churches have volunteers, or should have volunteers, to maintain their burial grounds, which is paid for by gifts from parishioners.
She has to take care of her husband still, you know.
To those who still use landlines or trying to call landlines, please be aware that scammers are using local numbers as part of their scam tactics. When it shows up on the caller ID, it shows the number from a nearby town. So if you call your home number and find it busy, or if you try to use your phone and it's dead, chances are you've been hacked. Or something.
That's like how they added that. Or something.
Well, yeah, someone's hacked your landline.
Because that's what happens.
My landline got hacked. Of all the things that are not getting hacked, your landline is right up near the top of it. These are the things that happen in Plattsburgh. It's a bad time.
Those were very bad times.
Yeah, they were. I mean, well, you live in Plattsburgh. Hey! That's one of those things.
Those were very bad times.
Yeah, it's, anyway. So some music here in a second. But when I see people complain about the president not joining the climate pact, I wonder why we can't do the simplest thing at home, like recycle. I'm still seeing businesses using dumpsters in many large condo and apartment complexes. I don't think people realize just how relaxed we are when we can't do something as small as that and yet seem to be showing seriousness or concern about what is good or bad for the atmosphere.
That was quite the run-on sentence.
It sure was. By the way, you can have a dumpster and a recycling dumpster, too.
Yeah.
I've had that before.
I've had it before also.
It's not one or the other. You can recycle and have a dumpster.
You can have a recycling dumpster.
You can have a recycling dumpster.
Just like you can have a recycling...
What's going on? Why aren't you doing that? Why are they playing 1,000 ads on Spotify so I can't get back and finish my bit?
You stupid Spotify.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going down to that fucking Spotify office with my cup of bed bugs, and I'm going to give them what for.
Just give them a what for?
I'm going to give them what for, and by the Jesus, they're going to know who the fuck they're dealing with when I leave.
What for?
No, that's right. What for?
For what?
I'm going to give them what for.
What's a what for?
Give them what for.
What's a what for?
You son of a bitch. What you questioning me? Well, you want to step outside? I'll show you who the fuck you're dealing with.
What for?
Give you what for, you son of a bitch. I always thought a commencement speech was to encourage graduates as they enter the next phase of their lives. The new norm seems to be bashing the president. A very inappropriate time for that. Is it? When's a good time?
Turning your back or walking out on somebody doesn't constitute bashing.
No.
In fact, I'd say it's probably the most, like, respectful way to...
Yeah. And finally, Hobby Lobby isn't here yet, and people are already complaining, making a big deal over not being open on Sundays. Isn't a bad idea. Other stores should follow suit and let the families spend time with their loved ones and go back to church. Years ago, this was the standard tradition, but now, because of corporate greed and people who suffer from materialism, we're forced to accommodate their wants. Quality time with your families doesn't have to be gone out the window altogether. Use that time to peacefully resolve your family and friend matters. Love wins. I know you're looking at it because you hear me read these, Jason, and now you can actually see it.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, is he reading this right? And you're seeing it. I'm reading it right.
No, I just don't know how people, like, I get it. Like, yeah, I think that there's, I see nothing wrong with having, like having a day where businesses, for the most part, aren't open. I think that's a grand idea.
I think it's a stupid idea. I think it's a stupid idea because I only have 2 days when I don't have to be at work. And maybe I have something to do on Saturday that doesn't have to do with that. Maybe I want to do a family activity on Saturday and I need to get my fucking groceries on Sunday. You selfish cunt. It used to be the way. Yeah, and it used to be that one person with one income could support a whole fucking family. And that's not the way things are anymore. It used to be you could work, you know, go and work a 9-to-5 and come home and sit and your wife would bring you dinner. That's not the way it works anymore. Two people have to work. You got to bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and go out and mow the fucking lawn and deal with some son of a bitch who rolls in with bed bugs. You don't have time for some old son of a bitch who's like, hey, it used to be this way. Yeah, it sucked. It fucking sucked. Do you have any idea how much it sucked to get up on Sunday and go, okay, can we finally go get this? I've saved up my money to go get this. Oh, no, nothing's open today. Blue laws. They're called blue laws. What the fuck is a blue law? What is a blue law? Jason, what is a fucking blue law? Blue laws matter?
All laws matter.
No, they do not. They do not matter.
All laws matter.
Blue law and blue laws don't exist anymore for a reason.
Black laws. No, never mind.
We know that's not true. Yeah. I'm not touching that. Yeah. Not going to touch that.
Yeah, man. Like, it's just so ridiculous. Like, but I mean, like, I just don't get the thing of, like, I hate when people make a big deal out of something that isn't a big deal in the first place. And, like, I don't know why anybody would make a big deal about a company being closed on a day of the week. Whatever they...
Well, let me tell you why. When you're trying to plan a wedding and the only place that has the fucking things you need for the little particular things you're doing is that one fucking store, having them closed one day a week is kind of a pain in the ass.
I get it, but at the same, like, that's the fucking bit. That's their, hey, that's the business decision that they made in this free market economy.
It's true.
So, you know, I mean, the folder the place you get the day planners. You used to have a day planner. What was that name of that place?
Staples?
No, Ben Franklin or Frank. No, Franklin.
There was a Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin. Right, and those places were all closed on Sundays. And he wasn't a religious guy. I don't know. But I mean, like, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday. Listen, man.
I don't care if they're closed on Sunday.
I don't care if any place is closed. Like, Chinese restaurants are primarily closed on Mondays. It's just the fucking way. Hey. It's a business. They get to do whatever the fuck they want. And if you go and buy their shit still, then guess what? They're going to stay in fucking business. There's nothing to get in fucking up in arms about. Why are you fucking getting shit? Why are you getting fucking upset about it?
You talking about me?
No. These fucking people. This fucking shit. This person. The other people on my fucking Facebook feed. People just everywhere. Why are you getting pissed off about this shit? Like, it's their fucking right. Hey, In-N-Out doesn't need to have a fucking vegetarian option. You know what their vegetarian option is? Eating a fucking hamburger with lettuce on it. And that's it. What the fuck?
Don't you have a vegan option? Yeah, you can go somewhere else.
You can go to a place.
There's the vegan option.
Don't go to fucking In-N-Out if you're a fucking vegan. That's what you should go do. I don't go to Love and Hut because I don't want to eat fucking vegetarian food there.
It's true.
It's not a big deal, man. It's not. That's not. The argument you should be worried about, bro.
Yeah. I think the big thing is I don't want the government to mandate that all the businesses have to be closed.
No, yeah.
On Sunday.
No.
Because if you're a Jewish business owner and you want to close on Saturday, close on Saturday.
Close Saturday.
If you want to close on Sunday, like, let me make a great example. One of my favorite restaurants is the Flaming Grill. They made the decision to close on Sundays. They put up a sign with some explanation about a family member, whatever. They made the decision that they wanted to have Sundays off to spend with their family so that their employees could spend the time with their families. Great. I'm still going to go to the Flaming Grill.
Yeah.
I know they're not open on Sunday.
So you're not going to make a mistake and get pissed off because you went there on a Sunday.
Well, I might have the first time, but the first time I saw the sign, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Note to self, don't think I'm going there on Sunday. But that's fine. That's the free market. Let the free market decide.
Yeah.
So don't tell the government to mandate bullshit for your religious excuses. People used to go to church. Well, fuck you.
People still go to fucking church.
That's right.
People still go to church.
They haven't closed them all.
No, they haven't closed any church. In fact, why don't you watch TV? Why don't you watch some Pat Robertson?
Why don't you
give some money to philandering televangelist by the name of Jim Baker? What you gonna do with it?
Yeah, Jim Baker. Yeah, what you gonna do with Jim Baker? Jim Baker.
You better, Jim Baker.
Jim Baker.
Jim Baker.
Jim Baker. And we're saving this song, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Jim Baker. All right, I think that's a good place to leave it.
Jim Baker. Jim Baker.
By the way, he looks like Jim Baker at this point looks like a little bit of a malnourished Kenny Rogers.
Oh, poor guy.
He's got the beard. No, poor guy. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
He's taking advantage
of poor, gullible old people by using fear.
Man, it's their own damn fault. If they're still following that dude after what happened with Tammy Faye and all that shit, like,
you know, after he went to jail.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, man. Hey, what you gonna do with it?
Put a brick in your face.
What did you do with it? Jim Baker.
And honestly, I think this is good advice for everybody. Better have my money when I come to collect.
For real, though.
It's true.
Just keeping it true.
Hey, we'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening, and please support the show by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.